hope to see that energy as we've shown over the last few games. You know, we've got off to a decent start in the SPFL, and we want that to continue. And I think by having a couple of days away from the club, we're hoping to see that in the performance Saturday.
Thoughts ahead of the game, and a good chance to keep up the 100% record?
Yeah, but there's always another challenge. You know, I think Motherwell have shown enough to suggest that, you know, obviously off to a good start in Inverness. They then play Dundee United, Hearts away, and ourselves. It's a tough start for them as well. So, and I think Motherwell, certainly Motherwell away, is always a tough challenge at any time. So I think what Ian has done there is he's obviously trying to get his own players in it, to add to the players there and get his own stamp on it. But, you know, if they can get anywhere near the form and level they finished last season, then there'll be a handful for anybody. So we're anticipating a tough match. You know, they've still got those players that are quite familiar with the rest of our supporters and my players, but they've got added one or two good players as well. So a job in my hands to get 3 points, but also I think Motherwell have a job in their hands to stop us, and hopefully we can see the importance of the game and bring a performance.
Yeah, it's all about momentum at this stage of the season, isn't it? You've built up a reasonable head of steam so far. You want to continue that?
Yeah, I think just looking for that consistency as quickly as possible. You know, 2 wins with no goals conceded is a good solid start for us, you know. But, you know, we want to try and make it a brilliant start, and to do that we have to keep winning games, and, you know, we'll go there confident. We'll go there in a good frame of mind, I think, from those results, and hopefully we can bring a performance that we know we're capable of, because I think if we get to those levels, we'll give ourselves a chance to win it.
Team news, how are things?
Well, Reynolds is still out, naturally, and Peter Pollitt will miss Saturday's game. He missed last week's game. He turned his ankle in training, and unfortunately he's going to miss it. There's no structural damage to it. He's had an x-ray and scan, so, but still a bit of severe swelling there. So unfortunately he won't travel tomorrow, and he'll probably miss the next couple of games.
Mark, how close is he to a comeback?
No, he's still on schedule for October. That's what we planned, and it's, we have to kind of tread carefully with that injury, but, you know, hopefully he'll be up and running. No, he will be running by next week, and but we can't have any impact and contact really for another few weeks yet. We'd always try and keep our options open. I'm really happy with where the squad is sitting at the minute. You know, I need to say that. I know we've got an injury to Peter and Mark Reynolds, but as a whole, I feel we're quite well equipped, you know, to deal with the challenges domestically, certainly up till January. So if the window was to close tomorrow and we had the current squad, then I would be satisfied with that. But I think you're always looking for maybe that something, that wee bit extra, and you're always keeping your eye out for that. And if something was to become available, we still have a bit of the budget to play with. But I feel as though we've managed the budget well, and we've put together a good squad that can help us meet those challenges.